சதாசிவசமாரம்ஹாம் சங்கராச்சார்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்யபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். பேஜ் 29, வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 29. சூக்ஷ்மம் மனோபுத்தி தசேந்திரியைர்யுதம் பிராணைரபஞ்சீகிருதபூதசம்பவம் போக்து சுகாதேரனுசாதனம் பவேத். சரீரமன்யத்விதுராத்மனோ புதாஹம் லார்ட் ராம ரிவீலிங் தி மகாவாக்கிய தத்து த்வம் அசி த்ருபாக லக்ஷண ஆர் ஜஹதஜஹல் லக்ஷண. அஸ் எ பார்ட் ஆஃப் ரிவீலிங் மகாவாக்கிய அனதர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் நெகேஷன் இஸ் அனாத்ம நெகேஷன். அனாத்மா மீன்ஸ் ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம காரண சரீரம். வென் வி சே ஐ ஆம் இன் தட் தேர் ஆர் ஃபைவ் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் வி சா தட் இஸ் ஆர் எம் 1, 2, 3 ஆர் சி அண்ட் ஓ சி ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் மீடியம். ஸ்தூல சரீரம் RM1, சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் இஸ் RM2, ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் மீடியம் நம்பர் 2. சிமிலர்லி தேர்ட் RM3, ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் மீடியம் நம்பர் 3 இஸ் காரண சரீரம். இன் தீஸ் த்ரீ பாடிஸ் சரீரத்ரயம் விசே சரீரத்ரயம் புட் டுகெதர் at prapancha level prapancha trayam we saw that already. Now Rama is enumerating individually each shariram and its nature. Anatma mithyatva nischayam is very very important in assimilating the mahavakya. Anatma means sharira trayam. If I know their nature clearly, it is easy for me to negate. Mithyatva nishchaya means negation. That negation is a difficult part. We can understand existence, consciousness and ananda some extent. We can understand the nature of atma, but disidentifying with this gross body, subtle body and causal body is the toughest task. For that, first we have to see what is their nature. Sthula Shariram we have completed in 28th shloka. Lord Rama said, Rasadi Panchi Krita Bhuta Sambhavam Bhogalayam Dukkha Sukhadi Karmanam சரீர மாத்யம் வதாதி கர்மஜம் மாயாமயம் ஸ்தூல உபாதி ஆத்மனஹ. ஆத்மனஹ ஸ்தூல உபாதி. திஸ் சரீரம் மேட் அவுட் ஆஃப் அன்னம் ரசாதி பஞ்சீகிருத்தம். மேட் அவுட் ஆஃப் அன்னம் அண்ட் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் 5 எலிமெண்ட்ஸ். இட் இஸ் அன் அபோட் டு experience pleasure and pain. Bhogalayam dukkha sukhadi karmanam, one experience pleasure and pain, sukha dukkha. It is born out of karma. One point, mayamayam means mithya. This sthula shariram is mayamayam, means it is called mithya. Who says? Budaha viduhu. In 29th shloka, budaha viduhu is there. Fourth line, that budaha viduhu, wise people declare, wise people knows, that you have to supply here from 29th. Then after completing sthula sharira vivaranam, now he comes to sukshma shariram in 29th shloka, anatma number 2. Sthula trayam is anatma number 1. Sukshma shariram means subtle body. What do you mean by subtle body? He says, sukshmam mano buddhi dasha indriya yutam. Yutam means endowed with. What is the subtle body? No. Subtle body is nothing but mano buddhi dasha indriyam. Mind, manas. Manaha means mind. Buddhihi means intellect. Dasha means 10. Indriya means sense organs. Sense organs, 5 sense organs of knowledge, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Then 5 sense organs of action, vak, pani, pada, payu, upastha, care of tattva bodha. Dasha indriya, yutam. Indriya means a sense perception. Once you sense something, it is called indriyam. It is a power, invisible power. Not only that, pranaihi apanchikrita bhuta sambhavam. Pranaihi, all 5 pranas are also included in subtle body. Apanchikrita bhuta sambhavam means ungrossified elements. All these 17 faculties born out of ungrossified 5 elements. Apanchikrita means ungrossified 5 elements. In Sankhya Karika, the same idea presented in one sloka. Mula prakriti ravikritihi mahadadya prakriti vikritayaha sapta shodashakastu vikaraha na prakritihi na vikritihi purushaha. In Sankhya Karika, they present this manner. So in Vedanta, we also use the same, but a little slight difference is there. That difference I am not mentioning here, not necessary. Bhoktuhu sukhadehe anusadhanam bhavet. Bhoktuhu means the experiencer, the jiva, the pramata. Bhoktuhu sukhadukhadehe anusadhanam. It is a means to experience. Sthula shariram is a golakam. It is a golakam. All sense organs go and sit in their golakams. Chakshur indriyam goes sitting in the chakshuhu. Srotra indriyam goes and sit in srotram. This is ear, ear lobe. They are called golakam, sthulam, visible, but sukshmam is not visible. Sukhadehe anusadhanam. They cannot experience, jiva cannot experience through sense perception without the golakams. So golakams are required, and in that golakam indriyams are required. Through indriyams I experience the sense objects, sukha and dukha. Sukhadehe means sukha and dukkha, pleasure and pain. Anusadhanam, it is an means to experience. Anusadhanam bhavet. Budhaha viduhu kim shariram anyat atmanah. I, the self, am different from this body, subtle body. I am different from gross body also and subtle body also. Anyat means different, separate, distinct. Atmanah, from the self. You have to add mayamayam. Sura shariram mayamayam, sukshma shariram also mayamayam. Mayamayam, product of maya. This experiencer is none other than the chidabhasasya jivasyeva bhoktuhu. In that shariram, the reflection is formed. That chidabhasa. So chidabhasasya eva jivaha iti. A chidabhasa ahankara alone is called jivaha, pramata, bhokta, jivasya eva bhoktuhu tvam. So that ahankara is the jiva who is experiencing through the sense organs, through the gross body. So that reflection, this subtle body and the gross body, all are mithya. Reflection is satyam or mithya? Mithya only. So that is the meaning here. Budhaha viduhu. Budhaha sukshma shariram atmanaha anyatu iti viduhu. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka we will read, number 30. Now after stula shariram and sukshma shariram, what is that karana shariram? RM 3, karana shariram. We will read the shloka. Anadhya nirvachyam apiha karanam. Maya pradhanam tu param sharirakam. Upadhi vedattu yatah prudhakshitam. Svātmānamātmanyavadhārayet kramāt. What is kārana shariram? Kārana means cause, causal body. In Tattva Bodha it is said, sharira dvayasya kārana mātram. That which is the cause for the subtle body and gross body is called kārana shariram. Anirvācya anādya vidyārūpam sharira dvayasya kārana mātram sattvarūpājñānam nirvikalpaha rūpam yadasti tat kārana shariram. This is the definition given in Tattva Bodha. Now look into the words. Anadi. Karana shariram is known as anadi. Why? Beginningless. Anadi. This is the definition of karana shariram. How this subtle body has come? How this gross body has come? How the tree has come? Tree has come because of seed. Without seed, tree cannot come. Similarly, karana shariram is like a seed. Karana shariram is the cause for the two bodies. When it is born, karana shariram born when? It is not born, it is anadi, beginningless. Karana shariram, anadi, point number one. This is the lakshana, karana shariram lakshana. then anirvachyam, it cannot be explainable, inexplicable. Nirvachyam means explainable, explicable. Anirvachyam means cannot be explained, cannot be defined, undefinable. Anirvachyam means undefinable. And also, karanam sharirakam maya pradhanam tu. Not only that, this karana shariram, the kam is there, sharirakam. Generally we say karana shariram. Why this kam? Not English kam. Okay, sharirakam. Kuschitarthe kaf pratyayaha. It shows the inferiority of that body. All the three bodies are inferior. That indicates. Sharirakam, maya, pradhanam. Another name of karana shariram, maya. Or pradhanam. Maya pradhanam tu. Param. This is the different from subtle body, grass body and atma. Okay, it is different from atma also. Param. Upadhi bhedattu yataha pruthakstitam. It is standing separately, distinctly. Pruthakstitam means separate. Pruthak means separate, distinct, different. It is like a tool. The tools what we use, they are different from the user. Tool user is different from the tool or not? Parikaram, tool means what? Parikaram. You are using lot of parikarams, tools in your house. Are you different from the tools or not? Very much different. Similarly, karana shariram is also like a tool. Sukshma shariram is also like a tool. How do you know? That is why you say this mine, mine, mine. You never say I am that. My watch, you say. You are using the watch. You are not the watch. You are wearing spectacles. You say what? My spectacles. You don't say I am spectacles. Because you are using upa netram. Upa means what? Very close to your face, eyes. That's why it is called upanetram, serving as netram. Standby. Okay. Standby means what? You cannot use only spectacles without eyes. Okay. The spectacles, what you are using called upanetram, like that, karana shariram is like a tool. Different from the user, me, the atma. Swatmanam atmani avadharayet kramat. There is a bheda, upadhi bhedat. I, the self, am different from this karana upadhi. Upadhi means upa plus dha dhatu. Pradhiyate asmin sarvam iti pradhanam. One word is there, pradhanam. What do you mean by pradhanam? In karanam only, sushma shariram, sthula shariram, all there in potential form. That is why it is called pradhanam. Pradhiyate asmin sarvam iti. Everything is inside in capsule form. Pradhanam. Upadhi means that which is associated very closely to me. That is called upadhi. Upa means nearby. Very closely associated to me. Who is this me? I, the self. I am the self. Upadhi bhedat. Since it is an upadhi, I am the Atma, to me it is very close. What are they? Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram. You cannot see even Sukshma Shariram. What to talk of Karana Shariram? சூக்ம சரீரமே மனசு தெரியுமா, பார்க்க முடியுமா? Can you see your mind? You cannot see any power, seeing power, hearing power, you cannot see. Therefore, they are called sukshmam. When you are not able to see the sukshmam itself, its cause, that is karana shariram, how can you see? That means the subtlest, subtle body, it is more than that. Karana shariram is very, very subtle. Therefore, upadhi bhedat, yathaha, since it is standing separately, prithak sitam. Prithak means separately, it is different. This you have to understand where? Atmani, in your own heart, in your mind, in your buddhi. Atmani avadharayet, may you understand. May you understand, never distract your mind exact the point comes. Suppose your mind occupies with something else and you miss the train. Journey you cannot do. What journey? Spiritual journey. Exactly that point when it comes, suppose we miss the whole thing, Shastra. That is why we have to be very, very alert all the time. That is why avadharayetam, may you attentively grasp, kramat, step by step, gradually. I am interested only in Sachidanandam Brahma. I am not interested in causal body and all. I am not able to understand anadi, avidya, anirvachyam. அநாதி அநிர்வாச்சம் அபி இஹ காரணம் மாயா பிரதானம் து பரம் சரீரகம். இட் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க். சோ ஸ்தூல சரீரம் இஸ் நாட் சூக்ம சரீரம், சூக்ம சரீரம் இஸ் நாட் காரண சரீரம், காரண சரீரம் ஸ்தூல சூக்ம ஆர் நாட் ஆத்மா. ஆல் ஆர் டிஸ்டிங்க் ஈச் ஒன். சோ ஸ்வாத்மானம், யுவர் ஓன் செல்ஃப், இன் யுவர் ஓன் ஹார்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு நோ யுவர் ஓன் yourself as atma. Swatmanam, your own self, you may you recognize. Now stula shariram continues up to this life, up to end of this life stula shariram continues. Sukshma shariram continues up to that srishti. There is a difference. Sukshma shariram continues one janma to next janma also it continues. Two janmas it continues. Janma to janma it continues. That means it continues for one srishti. Sukshma shariram. Then what about karana shariram? Karana shariram also continues until videha mukti. It continues. So karana shariram continues. Karana shariram die only in videha mukti kalana. Therefore sukshma shariram has got one full life. We are talking their life duration. This stula shariram has got one full life. Sukshma shariram has got one srishti life. Karana shariram has got many srishtis life. Many srishtis. If you get jnana, it will go. Until you get jnana, it continues srishti to srishti to srishti. Every creation it continues. So these are the differences between their lifespan. Okay. Stula, sukshma and karana. So stula shariram has got beginning and end. Similarly, sukshma shariram has beginning, last for one whole srishti. It has got end also. Karana shariram also has got end only when you get jnanam. Next shloka we will read. Shloka 31. 31. കോശേഷ്വയം തേഷു തു തത്തദാകൃതിഹി. വിഭാതി സംഗാ സ്ഫടികോപലോ യഥാ. അസംഗരൂപോയമജോയതോ ദ്വയഃ. വിജ്ഞായതേസ്മിൻ പരിതോ വിചാരിതേ. നൗ പഞ്ചകോശ വിവേകാന ഹോൾ അനാത്മ അനാലിസിസ് പഞ്ചകോശ വിവേക. ഓൾ ദ ത്രീ ശരീരംസ് യു ക്യാൻ ഡിവൈഡ് ഇൻ ടു ഫൈവ് കോശാസ്. സ്ഥൂല ശരീരം വൺ കോശ, അന്നമയ കോശ. സൂക്ഷ്മ ശരീരം കൺവെർട്ടഡ് ഇൻ ടു ത്രീ കോശാസ്, പ്രാണമയ, മനോമയ, വിജ്ഞാനമയ. ത്രീ കോശാസ്. Then Karana Shariram is Anandamaya Kosha. So how many koshas? Five koshas. Now this Atma is Panchakosha Vilakshanaha. Panchakosha Vilakshanaha. I the Atma am different from five koshas. What are they? He says Kosheshu Ayam. You have to take the example first. Second line you see, yatha, just as, yatha, just as, phatiko upalaha yatha. Phatika means crystal. Upala means stone. Crystal stone. Crystal clear we say, no? It is crystal clear. Near that phatikam, you keep something. The red hibiscus flower, suppose. Any red flower you keep, the spaticum appears as what? Red. So the color is transformed to the crystal as it were. Not really transformed, but crystal, white crystal appearing as red because of proximity. That flower is so proximate, it appears. Similarly, yatha spatikopalaha vibhati, it appears as like a nearby object. Whatever is nearby object, the color, everything, it manifests. Like that, Atma also takes the shape of annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, മനോമയ കോശ, വിജ്ഞാനമയ കോശ, ആനന്ദമയ കോശ. ലൈക്ക് എനി എക്സാമ്പിൾ യു ടേക്ക് ബലൂൺ. നോ, ബലൂൺ ഈസ് ഇൻ ആപ്പിൾ ഷേപ്പ്. യു ബ്ലോ ദ എയർ ഇൻ ടു ദ ബലൂൺ. ദ എയർ ഗെറ്റ്സ് വാട്ട് ഷേപ്പ്? ദ ആപ്പിൾ ഷേപ്പ്. ഇഫ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ലോങ് ലൈക്ക് കുക്കുംബർ, സം കുക്കുംബർസ് ആർ ലോങ്. വാട്ട് ആർ ദോസ് ലോങ്? Some type of any vegetable you take, you know, no, some fruit. So it takes that fruit. Recently, heart shape lo they are making balloons. Heart shape. If blow the air inside, the air gets the shape of what shape? Heart shape. The air doesn't have shape, but it is getting shape of that balloon. Similarly, Atma also like a air which is, doesn't have a shape. But when it is in Annamaya Kosha available, it gets the shape of Annamaya Kosha. Like that he is telling here, I am means this self, Atma. Who is this self? I am the self, what? കോശേഷു തത്തദാകൃതി വിഭാതി. ഇൻ ദീസ് കോശാസ്, ഫൈവ് കോശാസ്, തൻ தத்தத் ஆக்ருதி. தத்தத் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தட்டத். சத்தத் மீன்ஸ் தட் தட். இங்கிலீஷ் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் தட் தட் ஷேப். ஆக்ருதி மீன்ஸ் ஷேப். இட் கெட்ஸ் தட் ஷேப். ஆக்ருதி. விபாதி மீன்ஸ் அப்பியர். சங்காத் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அசோசியேஷன். சங்காத் மீன்ஸ் அசோசியேஷன். Who is this Atma really? Asangaha. As though he has got Sangaha. Sangat. Ajaha Arupamaha Ayam. I the Atma am Asangaha. I cannot have Sangha with anything in this world. I cannot have association with anything in this world. Can air has got an association with anything? The air is in the balloon. Can it have an association really? As though association. Crystal also appears as red color. Really, the crystal has got the red color? Does it have any association, real association with nearby object? If you remove that nearby object, crystal is as it is, white color. It cannot have association with anything. Similarly, I the Atma also like crystal clear. Asangaha. Why I am asangaha? I am formless. I don't have any form. Don't extend the example. See, crystal has got an example. Crystal has got a form. Isn't it? You don't extend the example. Oh, Atma also has got a form like crystal. Arupaha. Asangoyam ayam purushaha. Asangaha. Arupaha. Arupam ashabdam asparsham. Arupam Atma, formless. Rupa means form. Arupa means formless. Ajaha, birthless. Birthless. Body has got birth or not? It has got birth. So since Atma is birthless, it is deathless also. You can get some corollaries. Since Atma is birthless, it is deathless. Since it is deathless, is it permanent or not? Permanent. Yataha advayaha tasmat asangaha. Atma is secondless. Advayaha, non-dual, secondless. Advayaha means secondless, non-dual. Why it is non-dual? There is no second Atma. There is no second Atma, there is no second one, therefore advayaha, yataha advayaha, since it is secondless, it cannot have association with anything. Second thing, anatma is there, no? Sula shariram, sushma shariram, karana shariram, mood anatma irikenna. Maya, mayam. They're all mithya. Can you have association with your reflected face? இப்படி சொன்னா நமக்கு நல்லா புரியும். Can you have an association, relation with your own face, reflected face? It's not possible. Why? Why can't you have relation, sambandham? But temporary, konja neram. Veetla yaarume illa. Nobody is there at home. I am feeling alone. Therefore, loneliness I am feeling. Let me stand in front of mirror so that I can have a little chat. Since there is chat with whom? My reflected face. Is it possible? Why it is not possible? Tell me. Why it is not possible? Simple answer. It is mithya, unreal. With unreal reflected face, I cannot have any transaction. Similarly, stula, sukshma, karana, sariram, three of them are mithya. they are not real. That is why I myself am asangaha. I cannot have association with mithya shariams. Not only that, association is possible when there is a real form. Reality and form. Since I am Atma, formless. How can a formless entity can have an association? It cannot have an association. Therefore, asangaha, ajaha, arupaha, advayaha, who? Nanda. Theriye mattingiradilla. I don't know. See, simply we say, I don't know. Being birthless, secondless, formless, associationless myself, associating with everything, attaching, getting attachment with everything, and seeing so many things are real, and crying. Crying and another sorrow. What a tragedy. This is a tragedy. Therefore, vijnayate asmin paritaha vicharite. Vicharite sati if you do enquiry. Because we are not doing enquiry. When you are at home, normally, you wake up and take bath, eat, drink coffee, eat and go to office and come back and eat, see the paper and again see, watch the TV and go to sleep. Where is vicharana? No vichara, no time at all. We are all busy in the worldly matters. Rama is telling to Lakshmana, hey Lakshmana, vicharite sati. If you do an enquiry, paritaha, clearly, totally, thoroughly, threadbare analysis. We have to do enquiry. How much time you are doing enquiry? Tell me. If you do enquiry, you get knowledge. There is no enquiry at all. We do lot of enquiries. What? Anatma enquiries. Except one enquiry, we do all enquiries. Except one enquiry, we do all enquiries. What are they? Anatma enquiries. Except Atma enquiry, we do all enquiries. Self enquiry? Even teacher is giving clues, lot of clues, how to do enquiry. Very, very, very tough. Anyhow, you are teaching Swamini, enquiry you yourself doing. I am understanding, I need not do enquiry now. It won't work. My teacher does enquiry and teacher clarifies everything. It is very, very clear in the class, but when I wear chappal, the enquiry disappears. I get dehabhimana, manabhimana, kama, krodha, everything comes. Maya. Maya mohini overpowers. How? So, vijnayate, asmin paritaha vicharite. Asmin, if you enquire into this, what? Panchakoshas, if you enquire into, you can understand clearly, vijnayate. What? I am panchakosha vilakshanaha, sakshi, cheta, kevalo nirgunascha. I am panchakosha vilakshanaha. Next, kosha vilakshanatvam over. Shariratraya vilakshanaha over. Now, avasthatraya vilakshanam also. I am avasthatraya vilakshanaha. Next shloka. In Dakshinamurti Stotram, we saw Deham pranam apindriyanya pichalam buddhincha shunyam viduhu. Dehatmavadis are there. Why Rama is telling, I am panchakosha atitaha vilakshanaha. I am different from five bodies. Because there are some systems of philosophies, they say deha is body, dehatmavadi, charvakas, deham only atma. Who are you? I am body only. when you are asking like that, they say dehatmavadi. Some people say not deham, deham perish, prana continues. So pranatmavadi, prana is the self, called pranatmavadi. Someone says not prana, mind is very important. Without mind, where is prana, deham and all? That sushma shariram continues after death also. Therefore, mind alone is atma, mana atmavadi. No, not mind also. Mind is always confused. It is having lot of samshaya, sandeham. It is buddhi only atma. Therefore, vijnanatmavadi. Deham pranam apindriyanya pichala buddhincha. Someone says shunyam is atma. All of them are wrong. Gaudapada Acharya in Advaita Prakaranam, he analyzed, elaborated. All of them are confused. In Panchadashi also Vidyaranya analyzed. Therefore, all these five koshas are not me. They are matter, mithya. Now, avasthātrayam. There are three avasthas, not Tamil avastha. Tamil avastha means problem. Here, Sanskrit avastha means a state, a level, a status. What is that state? No, three are there. You know, jāgrat avastha, avasthātrayam kim, jāgrat avastha, supna avastha, sushupti avastha. Long ago, so long ago, we saw in Satva Bodha. Avasthātrayam krim, jāgrat avastha ka, supna avastha ka, that also we saw. Jāgrat avastha, when all sense organs are fully active, you are interacting with the world, it is called jāgrat avastha. It is called jāgrat avastha. Shrotradi jnanendriyaihi shabdadi visayascha jnayate. When you know all the sense objects with your sense organs fully, that is called jāgrat avastha. Then svapna avastha, 50% active, 50% passive. That's what he says here. Avasthātraya vilakshanaha atma. Buddhehe tridha vrittihi api iha drishyate. Antakaranam buddhehe means here you can take. Padikriya. Oh, we'll read the shloka. बुद्धिस्त्रिधा वृत्तिरपिह दृश्यते स्वप्नादिभेदेन गुणत्रयात्मनः अन्योन्यतोऽस्मिन् व्यभिचारतो वृषा नित्ये परे ब्रह्मणि केवले शिवे जागृत अवस्था अर्थ प्रपंच व्हेन यू आर अवेयर ऑफ दैट प्रपंच इट इज कॉल्ड जागृत अवस्था त्रिधा वृत्ति ही अपि इह दृश्यते वृत्ति ही मीन्स युवर Vyapara, thoughts, interaction. Drishyate is seen iha. Antakaranam, active, passive, totally inactive. Tridha means three types. Tridha. What are they? Svapnadhi bhedena gunatrayatmanaha. Svapnadhi. Svapna etc. Dream etc. Dream etc. means what? Svapnavastha, jagradavastha, sushupti avastha. Gunatraya atmanaha. Adjective to buddhi. Gunatraya atmanaha. Consciousness is அவஸ்தாத்ரய சாட்சி. ஆத்மனஹ ஸ்வப்னாதி பேதேன, ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்வப்னாவஸ்தா, ஸ்வப்னாவஸ்தா இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தா, சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தா இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா. ஸ்லீப் இஸ் நாட் வேக்கிங், வேக்கிங் இஸ் நாட் ட்ரீமிங், ட்ரீமிங் இஸ் நாட் ஸ்லீப்பிங். கரெக்ட் தானே? யூ ஆர் இன் வாட் ஸ்டேட் நவ்? ஜாகிரத, வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் ஜாகிரதையா இருக்கணும். ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா யூ ஹாவ் டு பி வெரி வெரி கேர்ஃபுல். ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா சத்வா ஜாகரணம் வித்யாத் இன் உத்தவ கீதா இட் இஸ் சேட் சத்வாத் ஜாகரணம் வித்யாத் இன் ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா சத்வகுணா இஸ் பிரிடாமினன்ட் பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் நோயிங் திங்ஸ். சத்வாத் ஜாகரணம் வித்யாத் ரஜசா ஸ்வப்னம் ஆவிஷேத். ரஜஸ் இஸ் இன் ஸ்வப்னாவஸ்தா, ரஜோகுணா இஸ் டாமினன்ட். யூ ஆர் நாட் நோயிங் எனி திங் நியூலி தேர், பட் யூ ஆர் ஹைலி ஹைப்பர் ஆக்டிவ் மைண்ட். அந்த கரணம் ஆர் புத்தி இஸ் வெரி வெரி ஆக்டிவ். ஹியர் புத்தி மீன்ஸ் நாட் இன்டலெக்ட், ஓன் அந்த கரணம் இஸ் வெரி வெரி ஆக்டிவ் பட் நோ நியூ நாலேஜ். பட் இன் ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா யூ ஆர் கெட்டிங் லாட் ஆஃப் இன்புட்ஸ். இன் ஸ்வப்னா வாட் இன்புட் இஸ் தேர்? நத்திங் இஸ் தேர் இன்புட். ஸோ இன் பிரஸ்வாப தமசா ஜந்தோஹோ, வென் வி ஸ்லீப் தமஸ், தாமசிக் நேச்சர் இஸ் ப்ரிடாமினன்ட். தாமசிக் நேச்சர் இஸ் ப்ரிடாமினன்ட், டோட்டல் இக்னரன்ஸ் தேர். பிரஸ்வாப தமசா ஜந்தோஹோ துரியம் த்ரிஷு சந்ததம், துரிய ஆத்மா இஸ் தேர் இன் த்ரிஷு அவஸ்தாசு. ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா ஆல்சோ சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் துரியம் இஸ் தேர், ஸ்வப்னாவஸ்தா ஆல்சோ சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் துரியம் இஸ் தேர். ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா ஆல்சோ இன் தட் தேர் இஸ் துரிய ஆத்மா சைத்தன்யம் சாட்சி இஸ் தேர். ஹவு டு யூ நோ? யூ ஹாவ் டு என்க்வயர். பரிதஹ விஜ்ஞாயதே இன் ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா தட் துரிய ஆத்மா ஐ ஆம். Am I aware of, are you aware of my words? Are you aware of my words? Are you awake to my words? Okay, are you awake to my words? Yeah? You are awake to my words. You are knowing my words. That means what? You are the witnesser. All words I am listening. ராமகீதா கிளாஸ் இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன், ஐ ஆம் லிசனிங். யூ ஆர் த விட்னஸர் ஹோல் திங் யூ ஆர் சீன், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா. சிமிலர்லி இன் ஸ்வப்னாவஸ்தா ஆல்சோ யூ ஆர் ப்ரொஜெக்டிங் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட், மைண்ட் இஸ் பார்ஷியலி ஆக்டிவ். Mind is partially active, not totally active in swapna. Only already pre-recorded you are just projecting. No new knowledge, no nothing is fresh knowledge coming there. Therefore that is swapna avastha. I am the witnesser of my dream. Sakshi. Who knows the dream? Dreamer knows the dream, huh? Waker only knows the dream. Who knows the waking stage? Waker knows the waking stage. I, the Sakshi Atma, knows the waking stage. I know the waker. I know the dreamer. I know the sleeper also. After waking, you say, I slept well. Who is that fellow? I slept well is recorded there. I slept well while sleeping. Someone has registered. Who is that? Na? Body is not available, mind is not available, sense organs are not available. Total ignorance, I don't know anything. I slept well, I don't know anything. Who registered this? Who did that registration? Registration of what? I slept well, I don't know anything. That is called Turiya Atma. I myself only. I was there in deep sleep. Now, I am in Jagratavastha also, Sopnavastha also, Sushupti Avastha also. In three avasthas, I am witnesser. Clear? So, Jagratavastha, waker is not there in dream. Dreamer is not there in waker. Sleeper is not there in dreamer and waker. Dreamer is not there in sleeper and waker. But who is there in three? Waker, dreamer, sleeper and the ER. And the ER belongs to me. The waker, I am the witnesser of the waking state, dream state and sleep state. If I belong to one avastha, I cannot know other avastha. Is it not? You cannot know that 8 o'clock train, 10 o'clock train, 11 o'clock train. When 8 o'clock train is coming, you have to be out of the train. 10 o'clock train is coming. Suppose you are in 8 o'clock train, if you have gone, can you know the 10 o'clock train? It is coming at 10 o'clock. Suppose you are in 10 o'clock train, can you know the 11 o'clock train? That timing? Can you know? So to know the 8 o'clock train, 10 o'clock train, 11 o'clock train, you must be out of train or in train. In any one of train if you are there, you cannot know other two trains. If you are in any one of the train, you cannot know other two trains. So to know the three timings of the three trains, you must be in the train or out of the train. Out of the train. So you are Rail Vilakshanaha. Three trains Adhitaha. Then only you can talk about what? Three trains, their timings. Illyo? Similarly, I the Sakshi am standing on the platform. Not entering any. What train is here? Jagratavastha train, Sopnavastha train, Sushupti Avastha train. If I am in only in one particular train, Jagratavastha, alone, I cannot know Sapna, Sushupti. If I am in Sapna alone, I cannot know Jagrat and Sushupti. If I am only Sushupti, I cannot know Jagrat and Sapna. I am knowing all the three means, the train example, nanna gnapam vichukonu. Okay. But in that example, you are standing out of the train. That is the difference. Don't extend the example. Okay. In the example, you are standing out of the train. But in Dashtanta, I, the Sakshi, cannot stand out of three avasthas. That is why avastha pattindirke. Okay, that is the avastha. Ajnani ki avastha nana, I am becoming one with Sula Sharira Abhimani in Jagratavastha. If I go to dream, I create a dream and I scream, I become a creature in the dream. Again it becomes an avastha. Because there I become Swapna Sharira Abhimani, Taijasaha. Then go to deep sleep, I become one with what? Swapna Sharira Abhimani, Sushupti Sharira Abhimani, Karana Sharira Abhimani, Aham Prajnaha. Either Vishwa or Tejasa or Prajna. Jnani looks at that Vishwa, Tejasa, Prajna, waker, dreamer, sleeper separately. Watching the 3D show. 3D show. You need not go to outside movie and all. We need not go to outside movies. This itself is a big movie. 3D show. That is what here. Anyonyataha asmin vibhicharataha mrisha. All these three avasthas are mithya. Mrisha means mithya. Mind is avasthatraya gunavan. Atma is gunatraya sakshi. Avasthatraya sakshi. Avasthatraya gunavan means what? സത്വഗുണ രജോഗുണ തമോ ഗുണ ഇസ് ഇറ്റ് ജാഗ്രത അവസ്ഥ സത്വഗുണ പ്രിഡോമിനന്റ് സ്വപ്ന ഡ്രീം രജോഗുണ പ്രിഡോമിനന്റ് ആൻഡ് ഇൻ സ്ലീപ് തമോ ഗുണ പ്രിഡോമിനന്റ് ദെർഫോർ ദിസ് മൈൻഡ് ഈസ് സത്വപ്രധാനം രജോപ്രധാനം തമപ്രധാനം സോ മൈൻഡ് ഈസ് അവസ്ഥാത്രയ ഗുണവാൻ whereas the sakshi chaitanyam I am avasthatraya vilakshanah sakshi avasthatraya sakshi witnesser is always different from the witnessed what is witnessed waking state is witnessed dream is witnessed sleep is witnessed so therefore sakshi വ്യഭിചാരതഃ വ്യഭിചാരതഃ മീൻസ് എക്സ്ക്ലൂസീവ് ഈച്ച് വൺ ഈസ് എക്സ്ക്ലൂസീവ് ജാഗ്രത് അവസ്ഥ വെൻ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദേർ ദേർ ഇസ് നോ സ്വപ്ന ഐ ഹോപ്പ് യു ആർ നോട്ട് ഹാവിംഗ് എനി ഡ്രീം ആർ സ്ലീപ് നൗ എക്സ്ക്ലൂസീവ് ഇഫ് യു ആർ ഇൻ ഡ്രീം യു ആർ നോട്ട് എ വേക്കർ യു ആർ നോട്ട് ലിസണിംഗ് രാമഗീത എന്നർത്ഥം ഇല്ലയോ യു ആർ നോട്ട് എ വേക്കർ ഇഫ് യു ആർ ഇൻ സ്ലീപ് യു കെ നോട്ട് Here, you are here but you don't hear. If you are dreaming, you are not a sleeper or that is called vibhichara. Vibhichara means what? Each one is exclusive of other. Asmin vibhichara taha, anyonya taha. Each one is exclusive. If you are there, I won't come. If I am there, you won't come. Isn't it? That is why we have to see that you are helpless really speaking. No, no, Swamini, I am waking and dreaming also now. It is not possible. Okay. And you are sleeping and waking also, both are not possible. Okay. So therefore, mrusha, they are mithya. That means what? They are not eternal. They are not nityam. ജാഗ്രത അവസ്ഥ ഇസ് നോട്ട് എറ്റേണൽ ടുഡേ നൈറ്റ് യു ഗോ ടു സ്ലീപ്പ് സോ സ്ലീപ് ഇസ് ആൾസോ നോട്ട് എറ്റേണൽ യു വേക്ക് അപ്പ് ഇൻ ദ മോർണിംഗ് ഓഫ് കോഴ്സ് ഡ്രീം ഇസ് ആൾസോ നോട്ട് എറ്റേണൽ ദെർഫോർ ദെൻ ഹു ഈസ് ഇൻ എറ്റേണൽ എന്ന ബ്രഹ്മണി പരേ നിത്യേ കേവലേ ശിവേ ആൾ ദീസ് ത്രീ അവസ്ഥാസ് ആർ അപ്പിയറിംഗ് and disappearing in me the brahman kevale shive brahmani shive is mandukya upanishad 7th mantra shivam advaitam shive kevale means kaivalya upanishad I am alone is satyam when avastha 3 sarsa mithya mrusha sakshi must be satyam therefore I am satyam പരേ ബ്രഹ്മണി ഈസ് തൈത്രി ഉപനിഷത്ത് മോർ ഇൻ ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ക്ലാസ് പൂർണമദ പൂർണമിദം പൂർണാത് പൂർണമുദച്യതെ പൂർണസ്യ പൂർണമാദായ പൂർണമേവാവശിഷ്യതെ ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തിഃ ഹരിഃ ഓം ശ്രീ ഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ ഹരിഃ ഓം